sprang from their hinges and clattered into the wall behind her. The planks began to bend as the door still tried to force itself open against the strength of whatever was holding it shut. The wood billowed. Beams of blue light lanced out into the corridor, moving and dancing as indistinct shapes shuffled through the blinding brilliance inside the room. The light was misty and actinic, the sort of light to make Steven Spielberg reach for his copyright lawyer. Esk's hair leapt from her head so that it looked like an ambulant dandelion. Little fire snakes of magic crackled across her skin as she stepped through the doorway. The students outside watched in horror as she disappeared into the light. It vanished in a silent explosion. When they eventually found enough courage to look inside the room, they saw nothing there but the sleeping body of Simon, and Esk, silent and cold on the floor, breathing very slowly. And the floor was covered with a fine layer of silver sand. Esk floated through the mists of the world, noticing with a curious impersonal feeling the precise way in which she passed through solid matter. There were others with her. She could hear their chittering. Fury rose like bile. She turned and set out after the noise, fighting the seductive forces that kept telling her how nice it would be just to relax her grip on her mind and sink into a warm sea of nothingness. Being angry, that was the thing. She knew it was most important to stay really angry. The Discworld fell away and lay below her as it did on the day she had been an eagle. But this time, the Circle Sea was below her. It certainly was circular, as if God had run out of ideas. And beyond it lay the arms of the continent and the long chain of the ramtops marching all the way to the hub. There were other continents she had never heard of, and tiny island chains. As her point of view changed, the rim came into sight. It was night time, and since the disk's orbiting sun was below the world, it lit up the long waterfall that girdled the edge. It also lit up Great Artuin, the world turtle. Esk had often wondered if the turtle was really a myth. It seemed a lot of trouble to go to just move a world. But there it was, almost as big as the disk it carried, frosted with stardust and pocked with meteor craters. Its head passed in front of her, and she looked directly into an eye big enough to float all the fleets in the world. She had heard it said that if you look far enough into the direction that Great Artuin was staring, you would see the end of the universe. Maybe it was just the set of its beak, but Great Artuin looked vaguely hopeful, even optimistic. Perhaps the end of everything wasn't as bad as all that. Dreamlike, she reached out and tried to borrow the biggest mind in the universe. She stopped herself just in time, like a child with a toy toboggan who expected a gentle slope and suddenly looks out of the magnificent mountains, snow-covered, stretching into the ice fields of infinity. No one would ever borrow that mind. It would be like trying to drink all the sea. The thoughts that moved through it were as big and as slow as glaciers. Beyond the disk were stars, and there was something wrong with them. They were swirling like snowflakes. Every now and again they would settle down and look as immobile as they always did, and then they'd suddenly take it into their heads to dance. Real stars shouldn't do that, Esk decided, which meant she wasn't looking at real stars, which meant she wasn't exactly in a real place. But a chittering close at hand reminded her that she could almost certainly really die if she once lost track of those noises. She turned and pursued the sounds through the stellar snowstorm. And the stars jumped and settled, jumped and settled. As she swooped upward, Esk tried to concentrate on everyday things, because if she let her mind dwell on precisely what it was she was following, then she knew she would turn back, and she wasn't sure she knew the way. She tried to remember the 18 herbs that cured earache, which kept her occupied for a while because she could never recall the last four. A star swooped past and then was violently jerked away. It was about 20 feet across. When she ran out of herbs, she started on the diseases of goats.